This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter is back where he belongs. He was there yesterday when I took the day off and did all the extra work that's associated with the Sunrise. So we very much appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Dr. William Payne. Dr. Bill Payne is the conductor of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale, retired from Bucknell University, but still very active and making sure that music and creativity and voices get raised up around here. We're going to talk about a candlelight Christmas. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to be with you again.
It's
been a long time.
Right. I do appreciate it. Well, there was a day when we could come in here in person, and that day will be back probably next year. So we're looking forward to that. And we'll record the interview, too, because the day before, maybe, so you don't have to get up so much early during your good retirement time. Well, you have been working on a candlelight Christmas. So please just give us an overview of this performance that is coming up this weekend in Sunbury.
Yes, it's a traditional candlelight performance that actually is modeled after the famous festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, which originated in Cambridge, England. And we've adapted that format, and we've been doing this candlelight Christmas for the last 6 or 7 years now. As a tradition here in the valley. And it includes an amazing candlelight processional sung by the choir, and many traditional carols are sung both by the choir and those who are attending our performances, and some really beautiful music. And then we end with the traditional ringing in of Christmas, which is always very inspiring and quite profound, actually.
Well, and I think the first sentence of most of the conversations about this have to be, we are having a performance in person with an audience, with the chorale together, and we are going to enjoy a live event this Sunday.
Yes, that in itself is quite amazing, Mark. When we first came together for our first rehearsal, it was, of course, very emotional for the singers and for myself, just to have that opportunity to be together. You know, the last 1.5 years, nearly 2 years now, I look at as a moment in time unlike any other that we've experienced individually or collectively. And now we have the opportunity to do some new things. You know, it was a time that was very profound. It was, there's not a question now of going back to a simple return to what we did before, but now we're, you know, committed to considering what we will create anew from these experiences that we've had over the last year and a half.
What precautions will the chorale take for the singers?
The singers have been rehearsing now for 8 weeks, and all the singers were required to be vaccinated and to wear masks. And we socially distanced them for all of the rehearsals. We also shortened our rehearsals. We normally rehearse for 2 hours. We rehearsed for 1 hour and 15 minutes with a 10-minute break to... And everybody left the rehearsal room to recirculate the air. And so we were very cautious. And I think I know that the singers really appreciated that.
Well, and I've heard you've been successful at it, too. So no pop-up cases, which is just fabulous news. And absolutely. In terms of the precautions Sunday.
Yes, it's the same. We are requiring that they show a vaccination card or... a reason that they are unable to be vaccinated, a health reason. And also, we're going to require masks, and we'll be social distancing. So we're encouraging people to arrive early so that they can find a good seat for this performance.
Well, and I think the fact that you gathered together there, you might have had a sense of this when you were doing rehearsals, but it sounds like this, the atmosphere, it sounds like you're creating, is just one of resilience. We made it through this, and look what we can do if we do this right.
Exactly. It's been quite a while. And the last 2 years has been quite a time in our shared history. Certainly, there's one thing for certain, and that is that the Susquehanna Valley Chorale for 50 years has brought music to the valley to inspire and to entertain, and now more than ever to take us to another place, perhaps a better place.
The only word I can think of is durable. I'm sure there's a more articulate way for you to say that. First of all, music in and of itself is durable and can withstand the kind of things that we've gone through in the past years and a half and world wars and everything else. But the people who do the singing and the people in the valley have this same durability. Somehow, see if you can articulate that spirit or that hope a little better for me.
Sure. Well, even after World War One, the reason that the Nine Lessons and Carols was begun was because the dean of King's College in Cambridge wanted to bring to the people something that would give them that hope. And so that's why this whole doing this festival of Nine Lessons and Carols is even more profound and more beautiful this year, because of that feeling that we want to get back to live singing, and we know that music inspires, and it gives us comfort and guides us, and there's nothing like it. We did virtual performances during the pandemic, and they were very successful, and people enjoyed them, but to be able to come together and connect with our patrons, our those who support us, is very, very special. And for the singers to hear that applause at the end just gives us that wonderful feeling of joy.
Oh, to hear it in person, sure. Instead of maybe I'll send you a note via email and say, hey, that was great. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. So a candlelight Christmas is this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So two performances on Saturday and Sunday, just one, 2:30 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Sunbury. Somehow they'll conduct their worship service Sunday morning and then have everything set back up for you guys on Sunday afternoon. So that will be happening. Well, we will once again get to hear the talents, the arrangement of Jen Wagner. Folks aren't familiar with her, just a real standout musical student from Lewisburg. Usually I think of the piece In the Bleak Midwinter as maybe not the most feel-good piece of music in the world. But I went to SoundCloud and I listened to her piece to prepare for this interview, and really it is an upbeat, peaceful, hopeful music that really, I think, speaks more to the pandemic than maybe it does winter. Tell us what we'll hear when the chorale performs that.
Sure. This is a stunning arrangement, as you know, as you heard. And I'm so grateful to Jen for doing this. And we are very pleased because we're doing the world premiere at these performances. So Jen will be in attendance at one of the performances. So I'm pleased about that. But the singers have totally enjoyed rehearsing this music and learning it. And what makes it even more special is that the addition of a cello in the bass part of the music just opens it up for a real impact. The words are hopeful. You know, I told the singers that I used to sing these words to my son, who's Jen's age now, when he'd go to bed at night. And so they are words that bring us hope and joy.
I don't think that.
And the music is, the music that she set to this poetry is exquisite.
I don't think you probably put him to sleep. You probably knocked him out with your great singing, too. So that was...
I don't know about that.
So it's just a great, but that sounds fabulous. All right, well, we are at the close of our opportunity to talk, but I hope to see you on Sunday. So please make a pitch for folks to look up, attend, and attend Saturday and Sunday's performances at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, please.
Absolutely. They can call... I can give a number if that's okay.
Yep. Please go right ahead.
570-547-1455 for tickets, or they can go online to svcmusic.org. And just remember, they need to remember that they can only purchase tickets online, and they must be vaccinated and wear masks, and there'll be social distance. They won't be disappointed. It's going to be an amazing event.
Well, yeah, it sounds just enchanting. And, of course, we every time we hear the chorale singing, it's always a magical experience. So I think it's very likely we're going to have that again this weekend. Dr. Payne, thank you so much for all you are doing and for all you've done and for our opportunity to chat today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark. It's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you. You bet. That is Dr. Bill Payne. And you may just think of him as a Bucknell University music professor, but conductor and director of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. A Candlelight Christmas this weekend at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury. It is on Saturday, two performances, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Then on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. again, Zion Lutheran Church, the big church at 5th and Market Streets in Sunbury. And the telephone number is 570-547-0455. And that website, svcmusic.org. Vaccination required, masks required, distancing will be taking place. Limited seating, I would imagine, there, but they have a balcony and a big hall. It's a big hall anyway, probably holds $2,000 in a normal situation, so even with distancing, you can get quite a few folks in there. Patrons are advised to get there very early for their performance. svcmusic.org.